The following is a special edition of The Vinyl Experience. I'm Paul Cavalcante. This is November 22nd, 1963.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
A young man rode with his head held high under the Texas sun, and no one guessed that a man so blessed would perish by the gun. A shot rang out like a southern shout, and heaven held its breath for the dream of a multitude of me rode with him to his death. Yes, the heart of the world weighed heavy with the helplessness of tears for the man. With the helplessness of tears for the man cut down in a Texas town in the summer of his, in the summer of his.
On this day, in 1963, the world was shattered by the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It was the defining moment for a generation.
He was a friend of mine.
It has been revisited often in film and through countless documentaries. But in the dark days immediately after the event, souvenir albums of the historic audio flooded record stores, and they often turn up at garage sales and record fairs today. But JFK was well established on records before the assassination. Not just documentary and commemorative albums about the election, but also the biting satire of comedian Vaughn Meader with the hot-selling The First Family, a comedy record that shot to the top of the charts during the Camelot era.
Next question.
Yes, I should like to ask a question about...
Would you wish, Diane, please?
Yes, I should like to ask a question about...
Would you identify yourself, please?
I'm your wife.
After the assassination, news organizations like Fox Movie Tone News and United Press International put out albums of the historic audio footage, some of it raw and riveting.
And suddenly the Secret Service men sprang into action. The convertible bearing the President and Mrs. Kennedy sped away, and officers, both plainclothes and uniformed, seemed to spring from everywhere at once, guns drawn, ordering people to lie flat. There are two witnesses who were near the president's car at the time of the explosions who say that shots were fired. From which upper window, we do not know. We do not and cannot confirm the reports at this time that the president has been shot. One witness says he definitely was shot, that he was hit twice, that he saw the president slump in his seat. As I say, this is not confirmed at this time.
On UPI's 4 days that shocked the world, gripping raw audio from the climactic moments, the confusion and terror in the voices of the on-site local reporters brings home the immediacy of the event that's been lost in repackaging through the years.
Put me on, Phil. Put me on. Phil, am I on? We're here at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
These records make this long-ago moment real again. Tribute songs would follow, like The Byrds' He Was a Friend of Mine, Dion's Abraham, Martin, and John. But one of the most unusual is by Midwestern songwriter Greg Brown. He froze a unique moment in time in his 1992 song, Brand New 64 Dodge. Here, from the perspective of a young boy discovering himself in those days right before the loss of JFK, when his life and the world changed forever.
Money comes out of Dad's billfold. Hankies come out of Mom's purse. The engine hardly makes a sound, even when you put it in reverse. It's got a push-button transmission, hardtop convertible four-door. It's November of 63, and the brand-new Dodge is a 64. The brand-new Dodge.
But I believe that the times require imagination and courage and perseverance. I'm asking each of you to be pioneers towards that new frontier.
And we're rolling slow down Main Street. The asphalt and the gravel crunch. Church is finally over, and we're gonna have our Sunday lunch. And then I will play football with my buddies down in the park. Later I'll dream about my girlfriend as I lie alone in the dark, as I lie alone.
My call is to the young in heart, regardless of age, to the stout in spirit, regardless of party, to all who respond to the scriptural call, be strong and of good courage.
She got short red hair and blue eyes, and her swimsuit's also blue, and her little brother is retarded, but Jesus loves him too. And Jesus loves our president, even though he is a Catholic. There's a lot for a boy to think about as he walks along the railroad tracks, as he walks along.
The reason why the shock was so great, why when one heard the news last night one felt suddenly so empty, was because it was the most unexpected piece of news one could possibly imagine. It was the least likely thing to happen in the whole world. If anyone else had died, Sir Winston Churchill, De Gaulle, Khrushchev, would have been something that somehow we could have understood and even perhaps accepted. But that Kennedy should go, well, we just didn't believe in assassination anymore. Not in the civilized world, anyway.
And my sister won't get carsick, 'cause we're only going half a mile. And the car still has that new car smell, and Dad looks like he might smile. And the world is big and full of autumn, and I'm hungry as can be. And we're in our brand new 64 Dodge, November of 63. November.
president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark. I was on Simmons Freeway earlier, and even the freeway was jam-packed with spectators waiting their chance to see the president as he made his way toward the trademark. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
Greg Brown's poignant song, Brand New 64 Dodge, Freezing a Moment in Time, from his album The Poet Game on the Vinyl Experience. An infamous reference to the Kennedy assassination can be found in one of the Rolling Stones' most famous songs. But when the group started work on Sympathy for the Devil in May of 1968, the famous line referred only to JFK. Godard's film of the Stones recording the song specifies Kennedy singular.
Shout it out. Kill Kennedy, when all the time I knew it was just you and me.
But within a few weeks, Robert Kennedy would be killed, and the line would be changed forever to Kennedy's plural.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around
dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed I replaced ignorance, stupidity, and hate. I dreamed the perfect union and a perfect law undesigned. All I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. I dreamed that I could do the job that others hadn't done. I dreamed that I was uncorrupt and fair to everyone. I dreamed I wasn't gross or base, a criminal on the take. And most of all, I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. Remember where I was that day? I was upstate in a bar. The team from the university was playing football on TV. Then the screen went dead and the announcer said, "There's been a tragedy. Unconfirmed reports the president's been shot and he may be dead or dying." Talking stopped, someone shouted what? I ran out to the street. People were gathered everywhere saying, "Did you hear what they said on TV?" And then a guy in a Porsche with his radio hit his horn and told us the news. He says the president's dead. He was shot twice in the head in Dallas, and they don't know by whom. I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed that I was young and smart, and it was not a waste. I dreamed that there was a point to life and to the human race. I dreamed that I could somehow comprehend that someone shot him in the face.
Thank you.
gunner shot him down. He died in Dallas town. He never knew my name. He never knew my name. Though I never met him, I knew him just the same. Oh, he was a friend of for such a precious time. He was a friend of mine.
The Vital Experience remembers the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy 50 years later with a song from 49 years ago, one of the first to directly address the event. The Byrds took the traditional lament, "He was a friend of mine," and updated it with topical references to the events of November 22, 1963. Before that, Lou Reed from his 1982 album The Blue Mask and the day John F. Kennedy died. Bob Dylan claims that his song Chimes of Freedom, which was also recorded by the Byrds, Bruce Springsteen, and others, made no specific reference to JFK. But a poem that he did write about the assassination has a similar structure. The song certainly captures the aftermath as America regrouped and tried to make sense of it all.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing, through the city's melted furnace. Unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening, as the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the bells of the lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, they are abandoned and forsake. Tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing, through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild, ripping hail. The sky cracked its palms in naked wonder at the clinging of the church bells, blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder, striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position, tolling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated, mateless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far-off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting, electric light still struck like arrows fired but far the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with too personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours for the hang suspended, as we listened one last time and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless, confused, accused, misused, strung out ones and worse, and for every hung up person in the whole wide universe. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Just looked around and he's gone. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here see my old friend Mark? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just look around, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some someday? Soon he's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? Thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin.
Bob Dylan's Chimes of Freedom may have obliquely addressed the Kennedy assassination, but Dion's 1968 hit Abraham, Martin, and John directly compares JFK with fallen heroes Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln. Those shots on November 22, 1963 were truly heard around the world, and so over the ocean we go for a couple of snapshots of the UK in the early post-Kennedy era. We'll be right back.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. Said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
After Kennedy, it seems that America took comfort in its fascination with British pop culture, from Bond to the Beatles. The Dream Academy, Life in a Northern Town, and The Police, born in the 50s, captured the viewpoint from across the pond. The vinyl experience is spinning classic records from the years right after the JFK assassination, which served as the dividing line where the modern age begins. And after a couple of decades, some perspective on the new world order that followed.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Personality. Neon. Billy Joel and Living Color, both giving a crash course in the New World Order that followed the assassination of JFK 50 years ago. Finally, let's wrap the vinyl experience by playing one of John Kennedy's favorite songs. In the early days of his administration, he and Jackie would play this LP on the White House record player. It was the original cast album of the president's favorite current hit Broadway show, and a portrait of the brief halcyon days that they would enjoy in Camelot.
It's true. It's true. The crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
And that's the vinyl experience. Camelot would become the nickname of John Kennedy's brief reign as the most promising and charismatic leader of the modern age. We will never know if he would fulfill the promise had he lived. And so, 50 years later, the face of a 46-year-old man is frozen in time, forever smiling, confident, and optimistic. It's more than just how we choose to remember him. It's all we have to go by. Johnny, we hardly knew ye. Hear the events of the 4 days that shook the world, November 22nd to 25th, 1963, an historic record album documenting the events as a separate podcast in the archives at prn.fm. Please like and share The Vinyl Experience on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.
Just looked around, they were gone.